for a little something extra from the Appleseed. And now, here's your host, Sam Payne.
It's such a pleasure to have you with us for a little something extra here in the podcast. Here on the Appleseed, we bring you a full hour-long episode filled with stories for you and your family just about every day. And we also like to post a little something extra, something just a few minutes long, in case you've only got a few minutes, and you want to fill those few minutes with a great story. And sometimes we like to bring you a little something inspired by something in the full hour-long episode. Now, in today's episode, we brought you a Seneca tale about how the goldfinch got its beautiful colors. And we thought we'd bring you another Native American tale about a bird. This time, it's an Inuit story about Raven, who in this story is the god of creation. It's part of a collection of stories about animals from all over the world. This is Laura Sims, the storyteller, bringing you Raven on the Appleseed.
In the very beginning, there was only snow, ceaseless snow, and Raven flying endlessly through the snow. Raven was a great god. Once, some snow gathered on Raven's wings and made a snowball. Raven began to play. He tossed the snowball from one wing to the other, and it gathered more snow. Raven threw it back and forth, and the snowball grew bigger and bigger and bigger. Then it was so large that Raven flew under it and carried it on his back. The snowball just kept growing until it was so big that Raven couldn't hold it anymore, flew out from beneath it. And the snowball stood in the sky, turning on itself. For the first time, Raven stopped flying and landed on the snow. He was curious. He dug with his wings, and Raven found earth. Raven formed a tiny seed from the earth. He spit on it, and he planted it deep in the center of the earth. Then Raven dug up more dirt, and Raven spit on it and shaped it like clay. He made creatures that looked just like himself, of every size, winged creatures. Raven blew on them, threw them out into the sky, and they flew. Those were the first birds. Then Raven dug up more dirt. He spit on it, and he shaped four-legged creatures, all the animals of the world. Raven blew on them. They came to life, and they ran and leapt in every direction. Then Raven moved the snow. He built mountains. He built hills. Some of the snow melted. Raven stepped, made lakes and rivers, and where the greatest amount of snow melted, there was an ocean. Raven was pleased. All the creatures that he met could run and leap on the beautiful world he had created. Raven heard a sound, a clicking, shaking, rattling sound. He looked up, and the seed that he had planted grew into a huge tree, and from the thickest, highest branch, there grew an enormous pea pod. Raven flew right up to it, and the pod burst open. And seated there were very strange creatures. They had two arms, two legs, no feathers, and no fur. Raven said, "Who are you?" They took one look at Raven, and they said, "We don't know. You made us. Who are you?" And Raven said, "I'm the great creator, Raven." And Raven started laughing, for those little creatures were shivering. And when Raven laughed, his beak fell open, and he had a face inside, like a human being. His wings fell back, and he had two arms and hands like a human being. The creature said, "We look like you." And they were the first people. Raven liked them, so he plucked some feathers from his back and made them little coats. Those were the first coats. He placed the people on the ground, and the animals and the people lived together. Raven was so pleased with everything that Raven flew home past the Milky Way all the way to the other world on the other side of the sky. But he missed the animals, and he missed the people, so he came back. And by that time, everyone, animals and people, were complaining. "Raven, we're glad you came back. It's so dark here, we can't see each other. We can't even see our food." So Raven said, "I will give you three gifts." He called a little sparrow and sent the sparrow way across the Milky Way to his home. "You sent quite a little creature," said the people and the animals. Raven said, "Be patient." But when Sparrow didn't come back quickly, everyone said, "Raven, why did you choose such a small creature for such a long journey?" "Be patient," said Raven. And at last, Sparrow returned, carrying three leaves in his little beak. Raven gathered the people and the animals on the shore by the ocean. He took the first leaf and opened it, and out came the sun. And for the first time, there was daylight. Everyone was so happy. The animals and the people danced and sang. They praised Raven. Until the sun that was moving around the earth disappeared and it grew dark. Then they started crying. But Raven took the second leaf, and out came the moon. Now everyone was pleased. Then Raven gave his third gift to the animals and the people. He opened the third leaf, and out came all the stars, rising up into the sky, sparkling and shimmering. Some of them made pictures of animals. Some made pictures of human beings. Everyone was delighted. Raven liked the animals and people so much that the great God stayed in this world. He said, "I have made you to take care of each other and this earth, and as long as you do that, I will stay with you, and you will never be alone."
Raven, a story told for you by Laura Sims, an Inuit tale from a collection called Four-Legged Tales, Animal Stories from Here and Far Away. We hope you enjoyed listening to that story as much as we enjoyed bringing it to you. And you can find more great stories online at byuradio.org/appleseed. We always hope the stories that we bring you here on the show spark memories and thoughts for you that you can share with the people that you love as stories. Share them with us, too. You can find us online by email at theappleseed@byu.edu. Again, that's theappleseed@byu.edu. I'm Sam Payne, and I can't wait to be with you again on The Appleseed.
Thanks for joining us for a little something extra from The Appleseed. Google The Appleseed Podcast and subscribe for something new just about every day. The Appleseed with Sam Payne.